The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Every day at this time as we chat to Christelle about the big stories of the day in Explained Well with Christelle. But this time, Christelle, doen jy dinge 'n bietjie anders, hoor?
Yeah, I thought since it's our first day back as a show, let's do a FOMO edition.
Okay.
En ek kyk ons na alles wat julle gemis het terwyl julle julle beste lewe gehad het oor die vakansie.
Okay.
Ek wil net vra, Christelle, hoe was die elective conference geweest? Was dit lekker?
Ek dink lekker is 'n verkeerde woord. So dit was lank. Dit was lank ook, want dit het 'n 2023 probleem geword. So die ANC het nie hulle konferensie klaargemaak nie. Onthou dit het ons eers op die 16de Desember begin. Hulle kon nie klaarmaak nie. Hulle het nie meer geld gehad om by Nasrek aan te bly
nie. Nee, dit nie lag nie, maar that's not an indication of the state of the nation and the state of the ruling party, dan weet ek nie.
So look, that carried on over into this year, where it was completed in a hybrid setting. So some of the delegates in different locations across the country did doing it online. ANC president Cyril Ramaphosa is herverkies tot as leier van die party. Ek dink dis die hoofding wat ons daaruit wou weet. So hy moet nou voorberei vir die verkiesing volgende jaar, maar dis 'n ander probleem. Een van die groot stories wat hom affekteer en wat ons almal affekteer is beerdkrag. Okay. En ons was veronderstel om ten minste oujaarsaand in te gaan sonder beerdkrag en dit het nie gebeur nie.
Nee, glad nie.
Ja, en
ons sit nou met permanente fase 6. And ja. I tweeted something that's one of the guys who runs that app Eskom's, you know, the one that we all rely on, tweeted a thing. So on the Eskom website, they put out projections per week for the entire year, right? So they look at, you know, week 1, week 2, week 3, this is how much is planned out, this is how much will be available, mm-hmm. and then they sort of rank the risk of you know, how serious the issues will be. They're color-coded. Mm-hmm. And the week we're sitting in at the moment should be a green risk week, okay? Mm-hmm. That is the story, and we're sitting with stage 6. And I'll be honest, I'm looking at this graph that they shared, and the risk from about the middle of March just runs red until further notice. I have no idea. Like, Eskom's predictions are expecting until at least August we are in big trouble.
Maar ook vir my, ek weet nie hoe hulle vandag of hierdie week 'n groen risiko week kon maak nie, want basies almal is terug werk toe vandag. Al die kinders is terug skool toe. So natuurlik gaan die need for power is going to be higher, even though we are using it as absolutely sparingly as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I've started looking into this week renting a solar system.
So did
for the house.
Snap.
Because I simply cannot. This is going to be another flippin' expense that is going to hit so many people that we're going to have to pay a monthly rental fee. Because, you know, I mean, honestly, who has 150 grand to drop on a system to install in their house permanently? You can rent these things for a couple of grand a month, but it's another couple of grand a month. It's so upsetting how, you know, it just feels like everything's taking money at the moment.
Ja, en maar ek wil terugkom ook na iets wat jy gesê het van Maart af. So wat interessant is Andre de Ruyter, die uitgaande hoof van Eskom, is dan uit die prentjie uit. So hy die nog net tot Ruyter, maar dit was een van die ander groot stories hierdie Desember wat jy gemis het, dat iemand het probeer om Andre de Ruyter te vergiftig.
Ja, Andre de Ruyter is cyanide takeaway.
Well, not even a takeaway. It was apparently in his coffee in his office.
Oi.
Apparently,
that's
and it's an active
scary.
Investigation. Ja, maar it really is scary.
Maar dan het ons ook verlede jaar gehoor dat daar 'n of ander luister toestel in sy kar was en toe was dit net, it was just kind of swept under the rug, oh no, he's being dramatic or, you know, he's making up stories, whatever. Maar die man se lewe is in gevaar.
Ja, ja. En op gevaar, een van die groot stories wat julle ook gemis het.
Oei.
Dit was 'n terrible, terrible, terrible Kersfees vir party mense met die Boksburg ontploffing op ou Kersaand.
Ja.
Daar's 'n gesin wat al hulle kinders verloor het. Daai ontploffing was.
I saw that story.
It's
beyond heartbreaking. It's just such an absolutely terrible situation to be in. I read a long explainer on the fact that, you know, the these trucks plan their routes and they report and there's a whole system that goes in place. And then I think something happened. Someone missed an off-ramp somewhere and then tried to get under a bridge. And then it was just horrendous. And everyone is just far too close. And the geography of that little bridge, the fact that it was going underneath the railway line, so it had these concrete walls on the side that channeled the fire. And it's just, it's such an awful, horrible, horrible thing.
Dit is net op soveel maniere 'n frats ongeluk dat jy kan nie dink dat al daai faktore gelyk gaan gebeur dat hierdie groot ontploffing moes gebeur nie en dat soveel mense hulle lewens en hulle familielede se lewens moes verloor.
Want die
dood
en die dood het al nou staan op 37, maar daar's nog mense in die hospitaal. En van daai 37 is 12 gesondheidswerkers van die hospitaal af. Daar's 'n oorgesondheidsnuus. Een van die ander groot stories oor die tydperk is COVID.
Yes.
En daar is nou 'n nuwe subvariant in die land.
Who is she? I don't know her. I don't know her.
So we're trying very hard to not know her, but you know.
Yeah. Look, the new subvariant is nicknamed the Kraken.
No,
which is a little silly. To be honest, we're getting into the realms now of you're giving us reasons to make fun of this thing and not take it seriously.
No, having something called the Kraken is making me even more afraid of it now.
Yeah, well, look, I think where that comes from is because it is apparently one of the most transmissible subvariants or variants to date. Our health authorities have said we're not seeing new restrictions, we're not seeing any new travel, also because we have quite a bit of immunity to Omicron, which is still the dominant variant, and then a final one on the topic of silly news, the final big story was Harry's book.
Spare. Everyone is arguing so much about this whole story and, you know, they're being attention seeking because he wrote a book. But the problem is, like, there are so many people who I legitimately believe are out to get them. You know, people like the Piers Morgans of the world who go out of their way to bring these people's names up and say stuff about them. You cannot stay silent forever and let other people just say what they want continuously. So at some stage you have to say something, but then it was the whole, he owned up to how many people he had killed as a soldier in Afghanistan, and then there was outcry about that. You know, and look, people who go to war kill people. This is the problem with going to war. This is what happens. And it's the first time I think I've ever heard someone say, hey, this is how many human lives I've taken. It's a horrible thing, you know. Yeah. And I think it's as awful as it is to think about, it's also it's a part of me that feels like, you know, at least someone's saying it. At least someone's being honest about going to the war and about what happens to people in war, because we don't want those things to happen. And it's only by sort of hearing what people actually did and being honest about it that you're like, hey, this is not, you know, this is not okay. None of this is okay.
Ja, Christel, selfs jou ligter story was bietjie swaar. Bye bye, dankie. Ons gesels weer môre. Explain more with Christel every day on The Drive with Robin Ross.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.